The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, November 12th. We'll tell you where the first blizzard warning of the season is in effect and why the world is keeping a close eye on the border between Poland and Belarus. Also, the reason some schools around the U.S. are closing and going remote, and it is not just because of the spread of COVID-19. Plus, what a new study found about a psychedelic drug as a medicine. Which automaker is the latest to go all electric? And why an Oscar-winning actor destroyed a painting that could have been worth millions? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. 2 million Americans are in the path of severe winter weather today, and we're actually seeing the first blizzard warning of the season. It's in effect for parts of South Dakota and western Minnesota. People there are used to this kind of thing since that region of the country is considered Blizzard Alley. But even for them, this is early. It's been 5 years since they saw a blizzard warning issued in November. As always, they're being told to stay extra cautious, especially on the roads, since snow and high winds together make for pretty dangerous driving conditions. Even though the blizzard warning is pretty isolated, the same storm is expected to stretch across a lot of the country. Think Omaha, Nebraska to New York City. But most of that area will just be getting heavy rain and brisk winds. The snow is only expected in the upper Midwest and on high elevations like the Catskills. After that comes a cold front, so the whole eastern half of the U.S. should brace for colder than usual weather this weekend. Tensions are heating up in Eastern Europe, so much so the rest of the world is starting to take notice. There's a standoff over thousands of migrants stranded at the border between Poland and Belarus in terrible conditions. Most of the migrants are from the Middle East, including Afghanistan and Syria, and they've been hoping to travel to Europe. Well, authorities in Belarus have been giving them visas to visit, then escorting them to the Polish border. The issue there is, once they get to the border, they're stranded in the bitter cold. They aren't allowed to go into Poland or any other European Union country. And at that point, they also are not allowed to go back into Belarus. Western leaders have accused Belarus's president of engineering this migrant crisis in retaliation for economic sanctions the EU imposed on his country. But the president denies that, and he says the real issue is that the EU is keeping migrants out. Some humanitarian groups are also not happy with Poland for not letting more migrants in. All the while, migrants are exhausted, starving, and freezing. Officials say at least 8 of them have died so far, and the real number is thought to be much higher. Now there's fear a war could break out, since troops are also lined up on both sides of the border. Belarus's largest political and economic ally is Russia. And this week, Russia performed joint military exercises over Belarus airspace. Ukraine also says it's going to hold military drills near its borders with Poland and Belarus in response to this migrant crisis. To be continued. Well, this Veterans Day, President Biden promised better treatment for American service members who have been deployed to toxic environments. The Veterans Affairs Department has recognized that some illnesses are directly caused by or linked to certain chemical, physical, and environmental hazards. For example, there's Agent Orange. That's the herbicide the U.S. military used during the Vietnam War and in other locations. President Biden also thinks toxins may have something to do with the death of his son, Beau. Beau Biden died of an aggressive brain cancer. A few years before his death, he served in Iraq and was exposed to toxins in the air, especially around massive burn pits where the military disposes of waste. Still, there's no scientific evidence to prove there was a link between that exposure and Beau's cancer. Now, federal officials say they're going to start by looking into lung and breathing problems. They say they'll collect more data from troops who are suffering, and they'll give veterans more time to make medical claims once symptoms like asthma and sinus problems pop up, so they'll be able to receive benefits. Also yesterday, President Biden attended a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. He called the nation's veterans the, quote, very spine of America. For the first time in 2 months, COVID-19 cases are on the rise in more than half of the U.S. Over the last week, case counts were higher in 29 states than they were the week before. And in about half of those, the daily death toll is going up, too. The states now reporting the most new infections are up north and in the Mountain West, like Colorado. But Florida, that was considered a hotspot for most of the summer, is now reporting the lowest daily case count per capita of any state. Trends are also improving in Texas and other southern states. Some health experts say since colder northern states are being hit the hardest, it's a sign there could be a rough winter ahead. Cold weather brings more people inside where COVID-19 can more easily spread. Plus, a lot of people travel and get together with big groups over the holidays. But many health experts say no matter what happens, we'll still be in better shape than we were last winter. That's because nearly 60% of Americans are now vaccinated, and drug companies have been making more treatments for COVID-19. One more thing on the topic of COVID-19, more at-home tests are being recalled. We first told you about this issue last month when the company Allume pulled hundreds of thousands of its testing kits from the market. A lot of them were giving people false positive results. Well, now the FDA has expanded that recall to about 2 million test kits. So if you bought one, you can request a replacement online. Keep in mind, though, this does not affect all Allume tests, just certain lots. You can find a link in our episode notes. More news in just a moment, but let's take a quick break because this episode is brought to you by Rothy's. What do you get when you combine comfort, style, and sustainability? You get Rothy's shoes. Yes, Rothy's not only has new, soft, plush, and super cute merino wool styles as part of its exclusive autumn collection, but all of their shoes are also sustainably made with recycled materials like plastic water bottles. They're also fully machine washable, so we're talking about a win-win-win here. I already have a pair of their merino wool flats that I adore, and Rothy's is always first on my list when I'm ready for something new. Oh, and good news for the guys listening, Rothy's shoes are not just for women anymore. That's right, Rothy's now sells men's sneakers and men's driving loafers. In fact, Forbes calls Rothy's men's shoes a, quote, travel must-have. So to help you welcome fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right, they gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. So right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, spelled R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. It's the largest ever study of a type of psychedelic drug as a treatment for serious depression. And the study found it seems to work. Researchers out of Britain tested various doses of psilocybin, which is the psychedelic ingredient in what's known as magic mushrooms. They found people who got the highest dose of the drug saw a significant decrease in depression symptoms compared to those who got the placebo. About a third in the highest dose group had no symptoms of depression after 3 weeks. The drugs were given along with support like talk therapy. And it was specifically for patients who have tried other depression treatments before that have not worked. Now, researchers are calling these results super promising. But this doesn't mean doctors are going to start prescribing psychedelic mushrooms just yet. The study has not been published in a medical journal, and it has not been peer-reviewed yet. Another phase of the trial is set for next year. If you want to learn more about this, we spoke to a Marine veteran who took part in a different but similar study and shared his experience with psychedelics. We'll link to that special edition Saturday episode from May 29th in today's episode notes on thenewsworthy.com. Substitute teachers are in especially high demand around the U.S. right now. In fact, some schools are dealing with such a shortage, they're having to temporarily close or switch back to remote learning. Schools in Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon are going to be closed today because they just don't have enough teachers working. Similar closures have happened in Michigan, Colorado, and Florida recently. And both Missouri and Oregon have said, for now at least, substitute teachers don't have to have college degrees. The American Federation of Teachers says the issue is exhaustion. Teachers are dealing with a lot, from COVID-19 itself to arguments over school policies, and many are now either quitting or retiring early or are desperate for more days off. That means substitutes can get a lot more steady work than they used to and higher wages, too. But education experts say the bigger issues of stress and burnout need to be addressed to keep quality in the classroom. Subaru is jumping into the electric car market. It unveiled its first-ever fully electric vehicle, a crossover SUV called the Solterra. Subaru worked with Toyota to create it since Toyota owns a small share of the Subaru brand. Subaru says the front-wheel drive version of the Solterra can make it about 330 miles on a single charge. The all-wheel drive version has almost 290 miles of range. The Solterra is set to be available in the U.S. next year. The price has not yet been announced. Spotify is moving beyond music and podcasts and is about to offer up more audiobooks. The company says it's buying the audiobook distributor Findaway. The terms of the deal were not released, but it's expected to go through before the end of the year. There's a limited collection of audiobooks available on Spotify already, but Find a Way has a massive catalog that includes audiobooks from Amazon's Audible, Apple iBooks, Google, and more. If the acquisition is approved, Find a Way books should be available on Spotify starting sometime next year. A painting by infamous street artist Banksy was destroyed on purpose. This time it was actor Christopher Walken who painted over it. And yes, he knew what he was doing. Walken is starring in the BBC drama The Outlaws, which is being filmed in Banksy's hometown of Bristol, England. In the show, Walken's character is forced to do community service like cleaning up graffiti. So his character covers up a painting on a wall that happens to be a Banksy original. And that part was real. The BBC confirmed the painting he covered up was an original Banksy. Typically, a Banksy painting can sell for millions of dollars, so this was an expensive cleanup job. Banksy's true identity has never been announced, and he has not said anything about this stunt for the show or if he was involved. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by Crowd Health. For some people in the United States, their choices are either going without health insurance at all or paying sky-high deductibles while still wondering whether their medical appointments and procedures will actually be covered. Well, now there's a new option that's really made for people who are healthy and not already getting health insurance through an employer. So think freelancers, those in the gig economy, entrepreneurs, and more. It's called Crowd Health. It's not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Crowd Health gets rid of the insurance middleman and passes those savings to its members. And for some, it can save hundreds of dollars every month. Crowd Health helps people who want to get and stay healthy in return for lower prices. And right now, just for the Newsworthy listeners, you can get your first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's a savings of almost 50% versus their standard pricing and a lot less than some high deductible plans. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com/99 to learn more and then enter the code Newsworthy at sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com/99 and then use the promo code Newsworthy. Crowd Health is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Term and conditions may apply. Now back to Feel Good Friday. This Veterans Day was extra special for a group of American service members. The mortgage lender Veterans United teamed up with Marine veteran and comedian Rob Riggle to pick 10 veterans making a difference in their communities. And all of them got free homes. These veterans were already in the process of getting loans to buy homes themselves, but Veterans United decided to surprise them with a giveaway instead. Some of the winners include a single father who, with his three daughters, created and delivered food baskets to people in need during the pandemic. A health and safety officer at a veteran's retirement community who volunteers his free time teaching self-defense, and a widow and mother of three who is active in school committees and manages her son's football team. And remember, they're all veterans. 10 of them have been surprised so far, but Veterans United is not going to stop here. The company wants to give one more U.S. veteran or service member up to $500,000 toward the purchase of a new home. People can apply on the Veterans United website from now until the end of the year. We have the link up on our website, as well as videos of all the other winners being surprised. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. We're talking about some specific trends, tools, and tips to help you with your holiday shopping. And it's especially needed advice this year because of the supply chain crisis. Then we'll be back on Monday with your next news roundup. For now, thanks for listening and have a great day.